Module 9, Motivation on the Job. The importance of motivation in any workplace is clear to see. Without motivated employees, any manager or team leader will find it a lot harder to get results out of their team. One can produce a fairly reasonable standard of work without having great motivation. But to exceed expectations and achieve great results, it is essential to have superb motivation. Without something to concentrate on as the reward, the reason you do the job and the reason you want to do the job, it is difficult to produce quality results because an absence of enthusiasm will always result in flaws. The key factors. Over the course of this workshop, we have looked at various factors in motivation and philosophies of motivation as put forward by great minds of the business world. The key factors of motivation are diverse and can come from anywhere. You may feel more motivated by the prospect of the punishment of failure than you do by the reward of success. Even if you are motivated by the trappings of success, there are several different elements that can be covered by this: a higher salary, a promotion, the recognition of coworkers. Human motivation is something personal and cannot be second-guessed. The inherent factors in motivational tools are that they fulfill a priority for the person concerned and that they can be relied on. If you want to provide motivation to a group of workers, it is essential that you allow for the fact that different workers will be motivated by different things. A company can spend as much money as it likes on tools for the job and on office facilities. But if the employees are not motivated on a personal level, there is simply no point. Given the employees' reason to come in the morning and do their job to the best of their ability is the only way you can guarantee the optimum level of performance. Many of the factors that need to be considered with a view to motivating employees are those listed by Herzberg, Maslow, and Vroom. Employees need to feel secure first and foremost. They wish to feel secure in their job and also in their personal life. If they are well enough remunerated, they will be able to meet their rent or their mortgage payments. Employees also need to feel that they are valued and respected. But as well as how an employee feels, it is also important to consider what they covet. As often as not, this will be a higher salary, better benefits, and the chance to take part in occasions which recognize brilliance, creating a motivational organization. An organization is only ever as strong as its employees, and a group of employees will only be as strong as its weakest members. In order to produce the best results over and over again, there is nothing more important than ensuring that motivation is high throughout the organization. This means that a company needs to have a policy for motivation if it wants to have the best results. Good motivation from top to bottom is not something that can be achieved simply by flipping a switch, nor by decree from one boss. Good motivation is achieved by team members knowing that their work is appreciated and will be rewarded, and that they are valued within their organization. Ensuring that this is the case entails a process of selecting the right people for the right jobs. Someone can be an excellent worker in terms of their knowledge of the procedures and tools required to perform operations, but if they are liable to have a corrosive effect on team morale, then their position has to be considered. It is all well and good to be able to carry out your duties, but if when you are not carrying them out, you insult teammates and create a hostile atmosphere, then the overall effect will be negative for the company. To ensure a motivational organization, it is essential to prioritize the appointment of staff that can work with others, providing encouragement or advice, and contribute to a positive working environment. This is a question which comes down to balance. If you have an organization which has its fair share of problem solvers, consensus builders, nurturers, and humorists, among others, then you will have a far greater chance of creating the motivational environment that you are looking for. This is something that should be checked for at the recruitment stage. It is important to get people who can do the job, and it is also hugely important to get people with whom you and other people can work. A motivational organization is one in which the employees naturally complement one another as personalities and workers. Creating a motivational job. Ideally, any employee in a company will be able to reply to the question, "Do you like your job?" with a yes and smile and a list of reasons why. We have all heard or read or have been that person who has never done complaining about their job when not in the office. So it would appear that there is still some work to be done before we are all doing our perfect job. If perfect is not possible, then we are looking for jobs which make us feel motivated, and as though we feel it's worth going to work tomorrow. Jobs like that do not grow on trees, but when you are a manager, it is up to you to put the right job description together in order that potential employees feel that they want to do the job. Everyone has their own perfect job. The idea of a perfect job is that it will be one that employees will be happy to show up for and which they would consider doing even if they weren't being paid. Although the simple truth is that most of us only countenance doing our job because we know that there is a paycheck waiting at the end of it, it should be a target for everyone to have a job where they require little extra motivation beyond that which already exists. A target for employers and employees. If you have a happy workforce, you are much more likely to have good work done. So while people will generally find it very hard to ever get hold of their perfect job, having a good motivational job is something worth aiming for. The perfect motivational job is one which combines as many of the business philosopher's essential factors as possible. It will present challenges for the employee, but ones which are achievable for a diligent worker. Achieving these challenges will be met with financial and social reward and the confidence of maintaining a place in the business while also being recognized as a strong worker. In the best motivational jobs, an understanding will exist between the employer and the employee that each knows what the other is looking for and can provide it. Case study. Kevin and Tyrese were starting up their own company, a dairy which required a lot of employees. They'd spend days brainstorming the positions and different types of personnel they would require for their business to succeed, but hadn't received any applications. Kevin suggested they revisit their methodology and discuss the kinds of jobs employees are after, and Tyrese agreed, and then pointed out that they needed to create motivational jobs, one where employees are pushed to better themselves within achievable bounds. Kevin and Tyrese set out boundaries and reevaluated the positions they were offering. They were overjoyed when they received applicants a few days after posting the new jobs.